Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back in the studio. So the story of this is, this was made for me by a costume designer 5 years ago. You know, I'm realizing I probably should have gone to the bathroom during that break. 5 years ago for the last parade, and I wore it in the last parade, which was down just down the street. This time, we got a little bit longer to go. That's why we got a trolley car out front. Now, I think we should probably start to shut the place down, like turn off the on-the-air light. Let's see. Should I bring my ball? What am I going to sit on? I'll leave it here. Somebody's been taking... Oh, I need my clock. Got to have my clock. All right. Got to have my camera. My purse. Well, I'm sorry, my man bag. And you want to walk around here one last time? We still have movers coming to get the remaining. Here, could you carry all that stuff? That'd be great. That'd be great. Hey, could you just come in for the weekend and carry my stuff? That'd be great.
I feel like a guy carrying your purse.
You have my hat, too. All right. Oh, here's my phone. No, okay, I need my phone. I need my water glass.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm keeping my phone. I'm keeping my phone, yeah. All right. So where should we go? We got to see if the basement's all secured. Let's turn the lights off here. Excuse me, I'm going to reach around here. And look at all these people. Who are all these people? They just came to be with us, huh? All right. Nice to see you, John. Thanks for coming. Gary. Hi, how you doing? Oh, they gave you Miami. You look like you deserve that. They were at an after-school special on ABC, weren't you? I remember you. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Anthony, this is your office, isn't it? Your old office. It's kind of dark in here. What, did they turn off the lights? There's nobody left. It's just deserted. I don't even know how these lights work. Oh, there we go. Wow. Wow. It's kind of like they left in a hurry. Like there was an invasion or something. All right. Well, we got to turn off the lights. Yeah, let's turn them off here. Turn them off. Got to turn off the lights. I don't want to waste any power. Did it turn itself back on? Oh, all right. Okay. This is actually something we can't take with us over here. And that's the wall that everybody has signed over the last 5 years. There's Nolan Bushnell drew a Pong game. That's from Nolan Bushnell. Some of these are famous people. I just can't tell who. I know that's somebody famous. You could tell just from the signature, right? Nick Bilton drew a head. A lot of our hosts are on here. Here's the outline of O Docta. So we couldn't, I guess I'll take pictures of this, Baratunde. And that's the best we can do. They're going to inherit that. They're also going to inherit something we inherited, which is this hideous black, white, and red checked kitchen floor. Here's the giveaway table. Jason Howell, last chance to get some fabulous camera dummies. Yeah. They don't do anything.
Aww, getting alcohol into stadium.
Oh, they're hollow? Nice. You can smuggle stuff. This is, by the way, after we're all done, we're going to blow the place up, right? That's the plan? All right. Just keep the TNT here. It looks like they took the fridge. There's still some stuff left. This was the editor's suite back here. We had six editors, and three of them were back here. We had a secondary studio. This was part of the Pixel Corps. And then when they left, we built a secondary studio back here. And Pixel Corps had a really nice green screen studio in here. Show you real quick. I'm sad to leave that behind because It looks like it's locked up. This was a nice. This was a nice green screen studio over here. Oh, look at this! Here's an artifact: the wicker sofa. I didn't know we saved this. The wicker sofa from the old cottage. This is the first this week in photography I did with mostly Lisa. We did on that sofa out on the sun porch. So this is a nice green screen studio. I'll be sad to lose that, but we are putting a green screen in the new studio, a little smaller than this, but we'll have a little bit of that capability. We took most of these. These were on the wall. Took these down, and we have a couple of these in the new studio just as a kind of homage to the old brick house. Wow. Not much left in here. All right, let's go down and see. I wonder if the basement's clear. You think the no hole is still down there? Father Robert, did you decommission the no hole?
It has been disassembled.
Is there anything I should know about before I search your pockets?
Negative.
Okay. Man, I warned so many people over the last 5 years. These stairs are 100 years old. They're slightly worn. Anthony, you've been down them. You know it. Not to trust them. Of course, there's no railing. My dream was to have a little apartment in this room back here, but we never did that. Did you know that was my dream? This should have been your no-hole.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, this is where Burke was living.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for like 3 years.
Burke lived here for 3 years? Oh. Well, it's nice. At least he had a water heater. This is the, this might be locked. No. So this is the old networking infrastructure for the studio. Not the video production stuff, just the internet. We have fiber in here and DSL. Russell did a nice job of wiring, but it's all been decommissioned. All gone. Wow, this is the most open this basement's been since we moved in. It's still pretty messy. What are we going to do? Are we going to just...
We're just getting rid of it.
That's what the dynamite's for?
Burn, baby, burn.
It's all going to get thrown out.
No, we're going to clean... This gets cleaned out on Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right.
Love it.
It's all going...
Goodwill.
Either Goodwill or the dump. What are we
going to
do with the Dr. Evil, the backup Dr. Evil chair?
It's going to the storage unit.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
Because you never know. We might need a backup.
No. You need it when I'm going to sit up there with
That's
you and
right.
broadcast.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Twit
there you
Arcade
go.
Just moved out today.
Where'd it go? Oh, wow. We found a good home for the Twit Arcade.
Yeah. Twit
Superfan. Nice. Very nice. That was a gift from a super fan who made that for us when we moved in here. And we enjoyed it for 5 years, but I think it's time to find a new home. We don't have a lot of extra space, unfortunately. This is where the TriCaster lives, or lived. There's still a few things here. It's not completely empty, but the remainder will get moved out. This is what we're kind of probably going through right now. The audio gear is still here, the Telos Axia and the Omnia. And then I guess that's the main TriCaster. We haven't moved that one over yet. Is that right? I think so.
You're looking at the wrong person.
Yeah. That's not a backup. That's the 8500, isn't it? Yeah. So we'll be taking that. And, of course, anytime you go by here, you have to kiss Mr.
We have Alex's retirement fund is over there.
Alex's retirement fund?
They're going away.
Ooh.
The Apple II.
Ooh, the pet. Ooh. Oh, Doctor wants those. The Toshiba, the Apple II, the pet. So these Alex is keeping all this stuff?
That's his retirement fund.
Good luck. I guess he's not retiring.
That's the one signed one.
That's signed by Waz, that Apple? Oh, yeah, that's his personal one. Yeah. We had that on the set. Kind of cool. The no hole was somewhere in here. We never really were sure. I think it was like the TARDIS. It was a rip in the space-time continuum because it was bigger on the inside, right, as I remember. Yeah.
Well, we eventually took over the old pixel core cage.
What? Did you really?
We did.
Oh, my God.
Burke wanted it, so we moved in quickly.
Wow. Yeah, the pixel core had about two-thirds of this basement space. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See, this is Jason Howell demonstrate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is way below code. Danger! That, my friends, is why this is not safe. All right. In fact, you shouldn't even be allowed down here, Jason. So let's turn off the lights. Turn off the lights here. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now you know we're serious. All right. All right. Look at all the people here. Well, that's nice. Oh, wait a minute. The raccoon. He's leaving. He packed his bindle, and he's about to leave. I think Frederic finds you disgusting. Oh, poor little raccoon. Oh, and the bricks are still here, but we're going to take them, right?
Yep.
We're going to take them all down.
Got one wall down so far.
Yeah, you see the experiments we've performed. Yep. Little experimental surgery on the wall. All right. Well, I think it's time to... Mike, I'm going to close the door on you. your history. All right, close the door. And for the last time, say goodbye. All right, who's ready for a... What? Should we slide us out? All right. Here we go. Let's get on the cable car. We got a ride. All right, everybody, who's riding the cable car? Who's walking? All right. Come on, let's get on. We got to get Anthony a good seat so he can see what's happening.
Where do you want to sit, babe?
Ah.
Yeah, where do you
want to
sit?
Oh, I'll drive.
No,
I'll sit in front. I'll sit in front here.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael, right here.
Or where do you want to be, Anthony?
No, Michael.
Hey, Alex. You ready for another Ozo stream?
I'm ready. We got it all set up.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yep, it's all rocking and rolling up there. So, yep. So everyone will get to see the whole where it is right now.
Alex Lindsay's going to be joining us on the Twit Roundtable. There's Michael O'Donnell. You've become our staff photographer. Great images. Photo at photo on Twitter. Frederic, Father Robert. Here, oh, the Emmy Award winning. Very nice.
Sit right here with Michael.
Joe's going to sit with us. Mario. Here's Lynn. Laura, we got everybody. Bob, we got everybody. Kim, here comes Pat. Kim's got the ICEO and Tux. Take good care of them. Patrick and the raccoon. We got Carly. We got Hase. All right, who else is coming? There's still room. All right, Lawrence, get on. One of our editors, Evan, who helped us out last night, did a lot of work on the system. Here comes Jason Howell. Wait a minute, Colleen actually has a list. She's got, wow, you are organized. Okay, are you on the list, lady?
I guess so.
Megan Maroney.
Yeah, we got room for you.
Tony Wang, are you on the list? All right, you got your clock. That's good. There's no hands on your clock, though.
This is the editor's clock.
Oh, the editor's clock is timeless. Time is of no value. All right, that's Josh Windisch. Who else? Who else? Victor? All right, you're going to ride? All right, yeah, because remember, if we take you over there, you're on your own. If your cars are here, it's a long walk back. Gary, you want to ride? We have more room. Now you have to stay here and make sure nobody steals my stuff. Hey, who's taking the sign? We gotta take the Twit sign.
Well, not today.
Oh, we'll take that down later. All right. All right. All right. And our driver is here. Your name is Dave.
Dave,
thanks. This is a San Francisco cable car. Did you drive this all the way from San Francisco?
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite a ride. Well, thank you. We're looking forward to this. You do it all the time. This is fun on the bridge, I bet. All right, can we let Anthony stay there, or is that forbitten?
No, he can't stand right there.
He can't stand there. Dave needs to see what's going on. All right, say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Twit Brick House. It's a new era. 5 years later, we're ready to move to a whole new place. Are you sad?
No, I don't really get sad like that.
You're happy. You're happy because you get a nice office.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
You can make phone calls without having to worry about everybody shushing you.
I just am thrilled I'm going to have AC.
You're going to have air conditioning. Yeah, the air conditioning was pretty wonky in this building. This is a pretty old building.
I'm going to miss seeing you, like, right on set. Anytime I wanted to look out,
I know,
I
you have to come in our
sealed...
Yeah, yeah,
so now
yeah.
I got to actually, like, make an effort to walk into your studio.
So, bye-bye, Brick House! You were really good to us. That was a great place. I think a really fun studio for a long time. But we go to the new studio. So the way we're going to go is down the boulevard, which is used to be Main Street in Petaluma. It's now called Petaluma Boulevard. We're coming down to Keller, the end of Keller, to Washington Street. Washington Street is the main street out of town if you're not taking the freeway. This takes you all the way out to Bodega Bay if you keep following it. Take you all the way to the coast. The beautiful Hotel Petaluma, the oldest hotel still in town, built in 1923. So little tour of Petaluma. This is Kentucky Street. It's a cute little shopping district. And we're going to turn left up here on the boulevard. You can see, as we turn left, you'll see the statue to Bill Soberanis, who was Petaluma's best-known newspaper columnist. And he also brought wrist wrestling to Petaluma. So he put Petaluma on the map as the home of the wrist wrestling championship. So the statue honoring him is of two people, Bill and somebody else, wrist wrestling. It's kind of a dumpy little park. Looks like there's an abandoned piano. That actually is Petaluma Pete's piano. He rolls that around and plays piano on the street corners here. He's a wonderful guy. Can you see the wrist wrestling statue? There recently, Petaluma Pete, the pianist, and the shopping district have promised to kind of renovate that. The city put in a few $1,000. They want to put some grass in there. That's one of the first things you see. We're in a hurry here. We got a place to go. All right. People are waving. Hey! She has no idea what's going on here. There you go. This is downtown. So now we're heading north on Petaluma Boulevard, and Boulevard is kind of the dividing line between West Petaluma, the older part of Petaluma, and East Petaluma. Technically, I guess the dividing line is the railroad tracks or the highway, but I always think of the boulevard as the dividing line. There's
it's not the boulevard. It's actually
it's probably the freeway now. Yeah.
It used to be. They try to move it to the railroad tracks, but it's the freeway.
Right. Well, we just wanted to say you were on the other side of the tracks. That's all.
Yes, if you lived on the east side, you were poor.
By the way, excellent.
But that is now the best.
Excellent Pokemon Go hunting up there at Penry Park. It's got three Pokestops there. There's a gym down at the base of it in the seed bank. So we're getting. This is a little bit more of the more industrial side of Petaluma as we get out of the older part of town. But you can see Petaluma's heritage over to your right, Anthony, is one of the big seeds, grain silos. Of course, because it's a farm area, there's a lot of silos and feed stores and things like that. Actually, that might be the gravel plant. Is that gravel or forage? It's grain, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Anthony's taking his life in his hands. Ah! So it's only about a 3-mile drive from the old place to the new place. Too long to walk, too long to have a parade, but we can...
We could have segued,
but that would only be two of us. This is better. And there wouldn't have been room for my clock.
I would have been in the car.
No, I like the trolley car. This is good. It's open air, which is nice. We can enjoy the scenery. We're going to pass another grain silo on your left, Anthony, over there.
Should we go by our house and give a tour of our home?
We can go by the house. We have enough time. Yeah, I think... Who said... I think we should have our staff meetings at IHOP from now on, right?
No. At Gohan.
Gohan, the Japanese restaurant? Is it big enough? I like the idea of having. I like the idea of having an IHOP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burger King.
No, we need like tables. We need sit down. You like Burger King? You like that idea, Michael? IHOP or Applebee's?
Applebee's.
All right.
Applebee's has alcohol.
IHOP has pancakes. So pretty much like any town in America at this point, with some strip malls and gas stations, cafes. Petaluma had one of the strongest no-growth ordinances for years in the country. They even defended it all the way to the Supreme Court, won in the Supreme Court, and then said, yeah, never mind. And so that's when the East Side sprung up over a 20-year period. Thousands of homes were built on the East Side. That's why we think of it as the newer part of Petaluma. Most of those homes built in the 70s and the 80s. But it was farmland before that. You know, it doesn't take very long to start seeing rolling hills as you get out of town. There's a lot of dairies. Of course, there's wine and grape production. And you can see over to the right the rolling hills that we're in a little bit of a valley here in Sonoma County. So it gets agricultural fairly quickly. We did consider, we even looked at buying a rundown church over here. But it was pretty bad. It was in pretty bad shape. We looked at a lot. How many places do you think we looked at before we found the East Side Studio?
I'd say
quite a few.
Probably about 20 different places.
Yeah.
I didn't show you them all.
But we looked at a lot. We looked at one we only liked because of the address. It was One Technology Lane. But
I don't know if it was One Technology Lane, but it was.
It was on Technology Lane. Yeah.
I still would have preferred it, but it was too small.
It was too small. It wasn't big enough.
And we would have bought that place.
Yeah, we looked at places to buy. We considered buying some places, but...
So wait, we do pass the church. Don't we pass the church, or do we not pass the church?
We passed the church that we didn't buy.
Only if you go the long way to Redwood Way. I think you should. You should go over the freeway. Don't turn on Corona.
Well, I don't know.
You don't have them turning on Corona, do you?
Have them go straight, like, over the other
It'll
way.
Be easier if
that
he just stays on this.
Church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the outlet mall. That's something fun for your spouse to do when you come to visit us at Twit.
This way you can pass the church that you were trying to buy. We're going to pass the church because I have my
Well, they wanted a ridiculous amount of money for it.
And it was
and it
only,
still hasn't sold. It's,
it was only the well only allowed for one bathroom.
Yeah. It was very small.
And the men and the women at our company refused to fight over one bathroom.
Rightly so. We're just passing the turnoff to our house, so this is how we'll come to the new studio. Actually, I think the new studio is probably a little closer.
I believe it. I think they're comparable. They're both about 2 miles.
Both a couple of miles, yeah.
It'll be easier to get to. There will be better parking.
Parking will be a lot better. A lot of people have suffered tickets because there's very strict two-hour parking in front of the old studio. And then there's this kind of ugly parking garage next door, which we thought would be convenient, but really turned out not to be.
So we're not going to turn here. We're going to go straight.
Yeah. We'll pass up ahead on the right in a little bit, Anthony.
I think it's past the liquor store.
Just past the liquor store and the bar next to the karaoke place. Yeah, they're having fun following the cable car. Dave, you're doing a great job. Thank you. Really appreciate this. Were you ever a cable car gripman?
No.
No. So you can't ring the bell, ding 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 ding. Do you have a bell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very that we're easily amused, Dave.
You know, that's the highlight of this drive.
It's
definitely not Alan Vaughn's bar. I think it's Alan Vaughn's barbershop.
Oh, that's I've always wanted to get my hair cut there. Namaste, yeah. Deli.
Yeah, everybody got their hair cut there.
Yeah, Joe, that's where you got your. Did you go to Al's?
Everybody went there.
So one thing we're going to miss going this way is the Lagunitas Brewery. But we don't want to really encourage people to go there.
Well, but I thought that you'd want to show off the church.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a tough decision.
See,
there's the Namaste
like
Liquor and Deli.
Here.
Yeah, would it be right next to Namaste? Yeah.
Phenomenal.
And then, of course, the karaoke had a. I've never had a burger there. And up ahead, let's see, coming up on the right.
Right up here.
This could have been the new East Side Studios. Although I would have named it, it's that green building.
It's right there.
I would have named it the Church of Twit. We almost bought that. I wanted to buy that. It would have been apocalyptic.
No. This is where Noah's A Complete Sentence came from.
Now we're getting out by Cottage Garden Growers, which is a very nice nursery. So we're going to cross over Highway 101 here. And all of this is a stone's throw from the new studio. So you see we have a Denny's, Pete's Henny Penny, the gas outlet, the Cattleman's restaurant
Michael
for steak.
Wants to have Pete's for the staff meetings because he said I'd never show up if there was.
Yeah, Pete. We have a Denny's and a Wi-Fi. Look, a Wi-Fi zone. There's an IHOP there, yeah. Actually, the Cattleman's restaurant, that's kind of an old Petaluma tradition. Get your steaks, big baked potatoes. And, of course, when you need new saddle or Western wear, Jay Palms is a great place to go. It's where I get all my boots. And, yeah. Crossing 101. So when you come to visit us, you'll be taking the Petaluma North exit off 101. And that's what we're going to be going by right now. Oh, and it's stop-and-go traffic on Highway 101. 101 South is a mess. Everybody's coming back from their weekend up north. It usually is pretty bad traffic going up on Saturday and going back on Sunday. Now we're getting close. So this is how you'll go. You'll get off the 101 North exit. You'll come down this street, which is was the boulevard and is now turned into, is this Redwood Highway now?
Yes.
Yeah, Old Redwood Highway. Yeah, yeah. No, it says Old Redwood Highway.
Then turns into Petaluma Hill Road. Old Redwood Highway, and then you can veer off.
Right.
Depends if you stay on this.
And the IHOP is on our right. The Applebee's on our left. Anthony doesn't need a liquor license. He's it's all for personal consumption. How's the live view surviving? I guess it is. That's pretty amazing. Wow.
We have batteries.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really incredible. We can do this.
Excited. We're almost there.
That gratuity box looks awfully empty. I think we got to give Dave a dollar here. There we go. Very nice.
A few dollars.
You're welcome, Dave. You should have held on to that till we got to the place we're going.
You know, I figured he could see it's a short stack. So he would do
pretty
well
with that. Good. You can take a historic classic cable car tour on this cable car. They'll even take you to the Golden Gate Bridge.
I want to go to Motel 6.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Motel 6 is just to your right. And there's a Quality Inn just down the road to your left. So that's your hospitality choices. And here's the world-famous International House of Pancakes. I'm telling you, that's...
Yeah, I'll take you there.
And there's Brazilian barbecue and discount cigarettes. So we're set. We got everything we need.
If your car breaks down, they have...
Everything need. Now we're turning into our street. This is Redwood Ray. Fit Body Boot Camp or Fit Booty Bot Camp. I think you should do a Fit Body Boot Camp. I mean, a Fit Booty Bot Camp.
I like Fit Booty.
This Week in Booty Boot Camp.
And, well, it looks like there's already some people arriving at the brick house. So we're just seconds away. We're in a beautiful redwood-lined office park. And we're going to pull into this driveway right here. People are already waiting. You'll see the Broadcom building, our neighbors... To the north, to the west, you'll see the massage school.
and we did reiterate that's massage school.
School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is a school.
Not a parlor, a school. It's a. Here we go. I guess there's people waiting for us. Look at that.
They're always looking.
People documenting the arrival. How'd you beat us here? Oh, it's that Prius. W-A-6-R-A-T. And here we go. Here we go. Looks like some people are here. Hey, everybody. All right, everybody's going to get off the cable car, and we are going to go into the new studio. You're going to come with us, right? Here we go. I got the clock. All right. Oh, wait a minute. They got giant scissors. Okay. That means there must be a ribbon.
So.
Let's let Anthony get ahead of us here.
Okay,
all right.
So I know it's... Here, carry this for me.
And carry my clock, would you? The most important thing now. Be careful with that.
Okay.
That's our son, Michael. All right.
I understand this is a soft opening, but we got these giant scissors and some ribbon for you.
It's okay because they're not very sharp.
Okay, ready?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Nice to see you. Hey, Sarah. Hi, guys. How are you? Ooh, they are sharp. Are you ready? We're going to cut the ribbon, and for the first time, enter the East Side Studios. Do we have to christen this with a bottle of champagne or anything? All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Ready?
Get those cameras ready. Ready? All right.
Yay!
Do not give those to your son.
But the child.
All right. Come on in, everybody. Here we go. Woo-hoo! All right. Oh, it smells like fresh paint. Moses is here already. He's got the bottle of champagne.
We're gonna give him the scissors.
Give Moses the scissors. He handles all the weaponry. Hey, look, you guys did a lot of work. It looks like it's all kind of cleaned up and ready to go. Bye-bye, Dave. Cable car's gone. Boy, he didn't waste any time. I guess that's a one-way trip. So here you go. We're going. I know many of you have already seen this in process. We got a porthole there. We got the doors here. And I think that, wow, look at this. Wow. You guys did a lot of work. The lights are off here. But you can see it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. We've got people on the technical directors. We got a lot of space for audience. This is great. So I'm going to hit the button, right? This will turn everything on, right? Russell, you got this all wired up? Russell's not here, man. All right, here we go. Give me a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay! Woo! And here we are. Look at this. That is awesome.